This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A Brazilian Senate commission approved a report on Tuesday that recommends criminal charges be brought against President Jair Bolsonaro, including crimes against humanity for his COVID policies. Seven of the panel's 11 senators voted to endorse the text presented last week after a six-month investigation into Brazil's pandemic response, which also calls for the indictment of 77 other people, including several ministers and three of Bolsonaro's children. The nearly 1,200-page report also urges Brazil's Supreme Court to suspend the far-right leader's access to his accounts on social media platforms, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, for falsely alleging that COVID-19 vaccines are linked to AIDS. The committee does not have the power to bring charges itself, and it's unlikely the Attorney General or lower house speaker, both Bolsonaro allies, will open criminal or impeachment proceedings. Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok was brought home late Tuesday, his office said, after an intense day of international pressure following his removal in a military coup. His office adds Hamdok is, quote, under close surveillance, while other ministers and civilian leaders remain under arrest after the army dissolved Sudan's institutions on Monday. Earlier in the day, the U.S. said it would suspend aid over the coup, and the EU had threatened to do the same. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres demanded Hamdok, quote, be released immediately ahead of an emergency Security Council meeting. The coup comes just over 2 years into a delicate power-sharing arrangement between the military and civilians,